A massive earthquake shook southern Turkey and northwestern Syria in the early morning hours on Monday. Homes and businesses collapsed to the ground with people inside. By Tuesday afternoon, more than 7,000 people had died, and the death toll is expected to keep going up. Sarah Dadouche covers the Middle East for The Post.
I mean, it's horrific everywhere, and the images that we're seeing coming out from all over the place are very, very, very scary, but some of the most hit parts in Syria are its most poor and most abandoned area.
The aftershocks of the 7.8 magnitude earthquake vibrated across borders. Sarah says it woke her up in Beirut.
I thought I was dreaming that I was about to die in an earthquake because it was so intense and long. And this is what people kept repeating in their testimonies. It was very long, and that was quite shocking.
Today, I talk with Sarah about the devastation the earthquake has left behind in Syria and Turkey, and why the disaster is raising fears of a new humanitarian crisis in the region. Sarah, can you describe the damage for us? What does it look like on the ground right now?
I mean, in Syria, a lot of the damage that the earthquake caused was compounded by the fact that a lot of these buildings have been bombarded for so long, so their structural integrity was no longer, you know, there. It really looks like in some parts of Syria, like whole areas have just been pancaked, flattened down. There are whole neighborhoods that, you know, tens and tens of buildings that were crowded with people that have just completely collapsed onto themselves, like a house of, you know, cards. In Aleppo, in the government-held part of Syria, the buildings are, you know, very much husks after the war. A lot of those fell. There are other buildings in other parts of the country under government control that have been in desperate need of some kind of maintenance. Infrastructure in Syria has been really old. So all of that we're seeing completely collapse. In Turkey, the destruction has been very, very massive, more so than in Syria because the epicenter is there. But Turkey also has a history of dealing with earthquakes, so a lot of buildings have been fortified before. But the extent of the damage in Turkey is still obviously very, very staggering. Whole buildings have collapsed, and rescue efforts are just endless. The damage in Turkey actually, you know, alarmingly kind of makes the images that's coming out of it look like Syria, really. There's bent cars and different machinery that's been completely dismantled because of the weight of the concrete buildings on top of them. I mean, you see just people huddling in under big coats or blankets, just trying to pick through really big mountains of rubble and human belongings to try to get to their loved ones or get their things. You know, buildings are just gutted and their insides are kind of spilling out into the streets. These are the kinds of images we're seeing come out of Turkey. And this is sometimes, you know, surrounded by snow and very harsh, hard, cold conditions.